Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Happy Simcoe Day! This is the day every year that the mad computer Illusionoid uses its tendrils to dig deep into the moon and pull out the decayed corpse of Lord Simcoe, using it as a puppet, and follow me around, taunting me, slapping me from behind, always, and I have to address it as Lord Simcoe. Beg it to stop. Beg the decayed corpse of Lord Simcoe to please stop tormenting me, and only then will Illusionoid control its puppet to give me a long, slow, deep kiss right on the mouth. I say again to you, Happy Simcoe Day! In your future, man's downfall will come in the form of alcohol, drug use, and gambling addiction. In your future!
Oh my God. I know how you feel. I know how you feel.
I gotta get some sleep.
What do you mean you gotta get some sleep? We just woke up. It's morning time.
God damn it, Jose. We have been on a bender for about 6 days.
I know. I don't even know what day this is. You say 6 days. I don't know what day this is. The sun, it just hangs in the sky in that smoky haze. It never goes up. It never goes down.
Just moves in a tiny circle.
Oh, my God.
What kind of orbit is this?
What the hell kind of orbit? What is the tilt of this planet? I don't even know what tilt we are.
God, it's so hot. It's so hot. It's damn it.
How did we come to this place?
I don't even remember. Oh, I don't know. Maybe if we retrace our steps.
Retrace our steps? I don't have shoes. How can I retrace my steps without shoes?
God damn it, Jose. You don't have feet?
I don't have feet. I got stumps where my feet would be.
Okay. We were on a freighter.
That's right.
Stowaways.
Oh, yeah. It seems like so long ago now, but it was just a few days ago.
All aboard the freighter to L5 Prime. If you're coming aboard to L5 Prime, time to get on the freighter. Hold up there. Hold up, yeah. Just wait a moment,
hang
we're
on.
Coming. Are you two on the passenger list?
Well, yeah, of course we are.
A name?
Here it is. Here's my credentials, Jose Delgado, and this is my good friend,
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte and Jose Delgado.
That's us. We're here. We're ready to go. We heard that. Yes.
I've got a Nick Delgado.
Oh, yeah. We're sharing a bed.
And well, no. That's not how it works. I need the full names of both. I'm sorry, fellas. You can't come on board.
Oh, maybe your manifest is folded in like one of those funny magazine foldovers.
You know what? Let me check. No, it's not. It's just a mistake, but I'm afraid you both can't come on board under one name.
Let me tell you. Hold on a second. Just a minute. Stuart. Stuart, if you'll just listen to us for
a
moment.
Stuart.
Sorry, Stuart. Sorry, I have a tough time with the ends of words.
You're calling me the N-word?
No, I am not doing that, although you are quite a dark-skinned fellow. No. My friend Nick and I am Jose. This is Nick. How about this? We will make you a deal, since there has been some kind of mix-up. How about if we share a bunk?
I'm afraid the only way you'll get on board is by stowing away. And that's not gonna happen with our tight security.
All right, buddy. All right, we'll get what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, we're just gonna, I don't know, we're just gonna... Mind if we just stay in here and watch you do your job?
Absolutely. But right. I'm gonna stand a couple of feet away.
All right, good.
All aboard the freight up, real mine, Prime.
What do you say? How are we going to get on this place?
Just on your tiptoes. Look at those magnificent feet of yours.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, man. No shoes. Okay, good.
Can I see your credentials, Mr. Carstairs? Oh, sorry, Professor Carstairs. My mistake.
All right, we're on.
Okay.
What's the next step?
I guess we have to find somewhere to sleep where we will not be detected.
Let's go to the laundry.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea, because we can wash these clothes of ours.
Yeah.
So grimy after all the trip we took to get here.
Yeah. Remind me why we're going to L5 Prime again.
Well, you heard there was a plutonium rush in L59, right? So we're going there to stake a claim.
Wait, is it L59 or L5 Prime?
L5, hold on a second. I have the paper here that says that there's the plutonium rush. Oh, man. This was in my pocket and it got all sweaty.
Oh. God damn it, Jose.
It says plutonium rush in L5, Oh, man, it says L5. I don't know. I can't read it anymore.
All right, well, look, this ship's making both stops. We'll just get off at one.
Okay.
Check it out. And then if it's not the one we're looking for, we'll move on to the next one.
Psst. Hey, fellas.
Guy in the shadows.
Psst. Psst.
What the hell?
I hear you guys talking about getting on this freighter.
Hey, hold on a second. Come out of the shadows there so we can see you.
I can't be seen in the light.
What do you say?
I'm a shadow person.
He's a walking shadow.
Shadow beings.
So listen, if you want to get on board, you can go in through this hole. There's just a hole in the side of the ship the size of a Buick.
I thought we were already on board.
We are already. Oh,
God damn it, we're on an outer gangway.
It's a fake out for stowaways.
So this is an inflatable decoy?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Get inside this hole.
All right, let's get in the hole, goddammit.
It's only going to cost you a couple of feet.
Wait a second. You are saying you're exacting a price for letting us get passageway onto this ship here?
Yes. Two of your feet. Shadow people need to be actual people. And I can start from the bottom up if you just give me your feet.
You goddamn shadow people are nothing but ciphers. So I don't know what that word... I want to say parasites.
That's the one.
Goddamn parasites in the whole god galaxy.
All right, calm down, Nick. Calm down.
Say what you will about us, but it'll get you aboard.
All right, give him your feet, goddammit.
Hold on, Nick, why my feet? Why should I get my feet to him?
Have a drink and give him your... All right, tell you what, we'll go Dutch.
We'll go Dutch, we'll go one foot each, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give him one of my feet.
All right.
Give me your laser scalpel.
You got it.
All right.
You want a sip of courage?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
You may want more than one sip of courage.
I think another sip of courage. Can you take off your belt?
Yeah.
I just need to put it between my teeth because it's going to be painful.
You might want another sip of courage.
Another sip of courage, goddammit.
All right.
Meanwhile, I'm going to have a sip of grain alcohol.
Oh, I wish I had some of that because...
You should probably have another sip of grain alcohol.
Oh, I have some of that. Oh, that's hot. That burns. All right, Foot. I knew you well. You were always there for me. You always did your work, your job. You shared half the load of moving me forward, so...
I did much work for you!
Yes, right, Foot. Okay.
That's so weird.
Hey, everyone has relationships, right? I have relationships with my feet.
You will always feel me, wherever you are!
Don't go without me! He's my friend.
Do not separate me from my brother.
Take us both.
Oh, my God. I did not think that my feet had a relationship between each other as well as with me.
We are a pair.
I spent my life with him.
He's my brother.
What was in that grand alcohol?
Where he goes, I go.
I go where he goes.
Nick, I'm giving him both my feet.
God damn it, you're a hero.
All right. Laser.
Jeez. Go, Madre de Dios.
Come with me, feet. I will give you a good home.
Oh, be kind. Please don't make us wear stinky shoes.
May I have a flip-flop?
I would like a sock as well.
Nick, I'm losing a lot of blood.
Okay, all right, don't worry. You take my shirt. Take my shirt and tie it around your stump.
Come aboard, gentlemen.
Oh!
No, I got you. I'm going to carry you, goddamn.
Okay. Thank you. All right, here we are on board the ship.
Finally, Shadow Person. Thank you, you bloodsucker.
Thanks for the feet. Gonna run out of here.
Oh, God, he's using them.
A couple of feet just running off in the shadows.
Oh, jeez, with a spectral body above it. Whoa, oh, there he's gone. You know what they say about shadow people, right?
Nope.
Yeah, I wish there was a phrase that came to mind, but there isn't really one. You know, maybe we should come up with one on this trip to L5, something we're going to.
All right.
You know what? I miss my feet. But I'm looking forward to the plutonium when we get to L5 something.
Listen, I say, you get enough plutonium, you'll be able to buy as many feet as you want.
It's true.
It'll cover your whole goddamn body.
For a couple of stowaways, you guys are pretty loud.
What is someone in the shadows?
Yeah, sorry. I'm a stowaway too.
Come out of the shadows, let us see you.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
Look, if you're gonna stowaway, you gotta shut up.
He's just covered in soot.
I'm trying to be discreet.
Are you down in the in steerage? Are you shoveling fuel for this one?
No, I'm hiding in the dark part here in the cargo bay so no one knows where I am.
Say, what's your story?
My story? My story is I'm stowing away to get the L5 Prime.
L5 Prime?
Is that where the plutonium is?
Yeah. There's lots of plutonium on L5 Prime. They tapped out 9, so everybody's going back to the beginning and going to L5 Prime.
Well, there's our answer.
Oh, thank God we met you. I mean,
smell like grain alcohol.
You want a sip?
No, we're in a cargo ship. It's pretty much just carrying grain alcohol.
Jose, it's our lucky day.
It's our lucky day, indeed.
So I already took a bottle. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
All right, cheers.
Drink up.
Oh, man, that's a good stuff. Now, the steward... Stuart.
I know that guy. He wouldn't let me on board.
Yes, he was trying to keep us off as well.
Yeah,
until
I had to give that shadow guy my feet.
Hey, hold on a second. I gave him my feet.
What? He just is taking feet?
Holy mackerel.
Oh, man.
Parasites.
That's what they say about shadow people.
That's it.
Parasites.
Oh, that guy tricked me.
He's tricking us all.
Just for feet? He's got a weird fetish.
What did you say your name was?
Brad.
Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you get along.
What do you say, the three of us?
Get hammered? Okay!
I was actually... Yes, okay!
Oh, we'll find out what you were going to say after we get hammered.
I'm so disoriented. Everything is swimming in my eyes.
Hey, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say that we could find a Stuart guy and...
Stuart?
Stuart, and do a mutiny on the ship.
So loaded.
You know what? Let's steal that guy's identity.
Okay, Nick.
What?
Yeah, let's steal his identity, and then when we get off at L5 Prime, we just live wherever he lives.
Yeah, exactly. That's so cool. Let's go find him. Let's go find him.
Yeah.
Take his identity.
Let's
bang account
get Stuart.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
All right. find our way through this ship. It is like a maze in here. It's like a Rax Warren.
Hold up! Wait! I want to stop at this casino.
There's no time to gamble.
Oh, you gamble everything away?
Yeah. We brought 5 credits, Nick. 5 credits from here, 12, 5 prime. That's all we have. Don't you be gambling some
more. Watch me turn this into 50,000 credits.
Gambling
right
drunk
now
is a bad idea.
Well, what game is you're going to play? You're not.
Space roulette.
Space roulette?
Line up! Space roulette! Space roulette right here.
Yeah, I got 5 credits. I want to put it on Hologram 9.
Hologram 9 for any other bets, any other tickets? All right, spinning the wheel. Hologram 8. Thank you.
Holy moly, you lost our space credits, Nick.
Fuck.
It's gone.
No, you know what? You know what they like even better?
What do they like?
People. Hey, put me on Hologram 9. All riding. All right, one person covered in soot on Hologram 9. Hologram 20, goodbye. Oh, no!
Oh, my God, look. Oh, they're gutting him.
They've got the... Oh, they're... Oh, they're hanging him. Oh, upside down and draining. Oh!
He was a stowaway, gentlemen.
Stort!
That's right.
Stort.
He tried to gamble away his life, but we knew he was a stowaway, so we've gutted him. And that's how we get... Say, how do you guys get on board?
We are diplomats.
Yeah.
We're diplomats.
You reek of grain alcohol.
Oh, this is a ship carrying grain alcohol. Perhaps
have
we're
you
still
been
in the air.
In a cargo hold?
We're representatives of the goddamn grain board, so give us a break.
The grain board?
That's right.
I didn't know.
No, this
gentlemen,
is...
I'm sorry. We'll give you our finest room.
Oh,
that's more like it.
Thank you, yes.
Here it is, gentlemen. The finest room. You'll see 2 sinks, 2 showers,
this is nice.
2 toilets facing each other, and 1 single bed. Enjoy!
All right. Hey, wait a second. Hey!
Yes, gentlemen.
Can you bring back a rolly cart of hallucinogenic drugs, please?
Already in the minibar.
Thank you so much. All right, let's get to work, Jose.
Get to work? What are you talking about? This is like a paradise for us.
Jose, we just lost all our money. Our new life together is in ruins. We need to think outside the box if we're going to come up with a new plan. We got to ingest these goddamn hallucinogenics.
You're absolutely right. You know where we do our best thinking? On the toilet.
Let's get to work.
And they're facing each other, so let's get that down to business.
Okay, great.
All right, so...
Move this rolly cart right between the toilets.
There it is. Oh, this is like a buffet of hallucinogenics here.
All right.
Your head is exploding.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me what my head's doing.
I can hear your hair.
Oh, well, my hair's got a lot of good ideas.
Hey, man, why don't you know how hairs just kind of hang out? Wouldn't it be great if they were set free and allowed to live?
Your hair wants to be set free.
I heard it, too.
Did you hear that?
Do you think that we're imagining this? Is my hair really a thing?
I can't feel my feet.
You know, I say that you and me get on this griffin that just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And just fly her away.
Griffin!
Griffin!
Hello?
Listen, man.
Are you a griffin or a wyvern?
I'm a guy named Griffin. I just came to check on your minibar.
Oh, you have an eagle's beak, man.
Hey, it's from my mother.
All right, here's how it's gonna be. We're gonna get on you.
What?
And we're totally gonna get on you, Mac.
I heard, stop, you're hurting me.
We're gonna ride you all the way.
Oh, I'm gonna get inside of you, Mac.
Yeah, we're gonna wear you like a spacesuit and ride you, float you. All right.
We've killed the griffin.
But he's completely airtight.
It's true. I feel like we're in a completely, like, it's like a hyperbaric chamber, man.
We've got just enough oxygen to get us to the surface of the planet.
Stuart to Griffin, come in. Just checking on our dignitaries.
Shit, talk through his mouth.
Oh my God.
Hello, this is Griffin talking.
Are you sick?
I am feeling a little under the weather.
Okay, how are our dignitaries from the grain board?
They are doing fine. They need a special dispensation to open airlock number 40.
Okay, we'll get right on it.
He bought it.
Oh, God, you're a genius.
I'm all right. Okay, now, can we make this griffin tippy-toe down the hallway so we can get to airlock number 14?
I'm on the bottom. I'll take care of it.
Okay, I'll operate the mouth if anyone comes up.
Okay, good.
Here we are. Airlock number 14.
I'll talk to the engineer.
Okay.
Hey! Hi! Wait. It's weird. It's weird that his midsection is talking to this guy. You gotta talk.
Hello, engineer.
My eyes are down here.
Oh, here I come, down to this level. How are you today?
Pretty good. I have orders to open this airlock.
A special dispensation, perfect. So I am going to step into the airlock, and then I need you to press the evacuation button.
Well, I need to say, we're just about to land on L5 Prime. Are you sure you want to do this? The middle of landing?
It feels right.
Yes, we would love to do that. We have wings.
Okay, we're going to open up the door. Step right in.
Okay. Ooh.
Closing the door.
It's rather cramped in here.
You just give me the word and I'll open the airlock for you as we're descending.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Open the airlock. Oh, my God, we're burning the atmosphere. Oh, God, that hurt.
I don't know. We should just sleep this off.
We should sleep this off, man. Griffin is totally incinerated.
Holy shit. Griffin inside's everywhere, and his skin is just burning crisps.
Look at the sun hanging in the smoky air.
Oh, shit.
How long have we been down here?
I don't even remember. God damn it, it's so hot.
It's so hot. What's the angle of... What's the inclination of this planet?
Oh, God. Sun just moves in little circles. What happened to your feet?
I don't know. Wait a minute, I remember now. Now I remember. The Shadow Man. He took my feet for passageway onto that freighter that was carrying grain alcohol. Then we took a rolling cart full of hallucinogenic drugs while we were facing each other sitting on paired toilets. And then we went inside of a Griffin, walked on the tiptoe down the hallway, went into an airlock, and then the airlock ejected us onto this planet as the ship was descending, and we burned up on re-entry, and here we are.
Well, agree to disagree. Let's find that plutonium.
It's a good idea. We're going to make our riches here.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I was just walking past, just a regular person here. Did you say plutonium?
Yeah.
Yes, plutonium.
There hasn't been plutonium on L5 Prime in years.
What?
Yeah, this place is completely tapped out. That's why everybody moved to L5-9.
Oh, God. It's a circle of futility.
It was L5-9.
God damn it.
Ugh.
We gotta find that shadow person.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your feet back. It's the only capital we have left.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. There's no shadow people on this planet.
Jeez. We're in complete perpetual sunlight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about the other side of the planet?
We have three suns. Perpetual sunlight all the time, gentlemen. Enjoy your day.
Jesus Christ.
I guess we're just going to have to make a go of it down here.
I guess so. You know what this does? It really fires up the entrepreneurial spirit.
Well, let's count our stock here. Let's see what we got in our favor. I'm a biped.
You have to bring that up, huh?
I'm just counting our pluses here.
Okay,
right?
So
our minuses later.
So maybe then I'm a stump man. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, maybe we can use that. You're a stump man.
So you're saying that I could be some kind of sideshow attraction?
Wait a second.
Oh, look at this poor man with no feet.
Hold on. I'll give you a look at him. I'll give you a close look at him.
Oh, really?
For one credit.
Oh, that's worth it. Here's the credit. Wow.
That's it. Take a good look, all right?
Look at you.
Oh, you're so superior with your feet over there.
Just because I have three of them, don't be angry.
Well, give me
one. Good day.
Oh, sure. Man.
Hey, hold up, miss. Now, I'm really sorry about that, but I'll let you punch him for another credit.
Hold on a second.
Absolutely worth it.
I never agreed to...
Hey, you have a good day now.
Goodbye.
Look at that. We're already 40% back to where we started. We could be rich. We could be rich.
You did that calculation very quickly. I like that.
On the business end of this.
So what we need is 5 credits, and then we can parlay that 5 credits back into our riches by playing space roulette.
You see?
We can get back on top here.
Oh, we're back, Jose.
We just need to find a casino.
Okay. You're right. We don't need the other three.
We'll take that 2. We'll parlay that into 5. I don't know by what mathematical formula we'll get 5 out of 2, but it could work.
There's an OTB right over there.
Oh, there it is. It's Griffin races.
We know this.
We got this, right?
All
right,
which guy named Griffin do you like?
Okay, Griffin 1, 2, Griffin 3, 4, Griffin 5.
Let's ask number 4. Hey, Griffin!
Yeah?
What are your chances?
I think pretty good.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're going to put 2 credits on your head. Let's see. Let's put 2 credits on the beak of this Griffin.
It was from my mother.
All right, I did not mean to insult you. Sorry about that, man.
Don't hold that getting your head for
yeah,
me.
It's all right. All right. All right, the race is about to begin.
And they're off! Griffin's ahead of Griffin, Griffin trailing behind, Griffin is third, oh, Griffin moving up the side, here comes Griffin, it's neck and neck, Griffin and Griffin, and Griffin's the winner!
By a beak!
Here yeah. My mother!
You did it.
We did it. We did it, Jose.
We did it, man! We got our 5 credits back! We can do anything we want!
We're back in black!
They said we were down and out on L5 Prime.
Ah, we showed them.
Who said that? No one said
no
that.
No one said that.
No one said that.
To the space horse.
Let's go.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too.
Down and Out on L5 Prime. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Nick Nolte and Jose's left foot. Lee Smart as Jose Delgado. And Nug Nargang as Stuart, the freighter steward. The shadow person. Jose's right foot. Brad, the sooty stowaway. The roulette caller. Nick's hair. Griffin. The airlock engineer. Just a regular person, the 3-footed passerby lady, Griffin 4, and the Griffin race announcer. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and 2 great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.